Right, so we'll take them in the order that we took them in part one. So the first thing we're looking at is the future management of Hitchin Market. And that was agenda item 14, part one. So Councillor Gray, please.
I don't think really I have anything to add. I believe that the part two report supports the recommendation as already in part one, and I commend that.
In that case, members, are you all happy to agree the recommendations in part one at 2, 1 and 2, 2? Thank you very much. That is agreed. Now come on to agenda item 15, part one. And that is the proposed crematorium at Wilbury Hills. Councillor Weeks, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would just like to move the recommendations, but before I formally do, this is a major step in this project, and I would just like to thank the two officers opposite me for the time and effort they put into it, and also the big gentleman at the back, I guess. But I move the recommendation to that.
Members, are there any questions you want to raise as a result of part two? Or if not, can we move to the recommendations? That's 2-1, 2-2, and 2-2-1, 2-2-2. All in favour? Thank you very much. Thank you. And we now move to item 6A, which is the report to us from the Cabinet Subcommittee. And this is the one where it was suggested by Councillor Levitt, I'll come to Councillor Cunningham in a moment, that we remove three words. So as it's your paper, Councillor Cunningham, what are you recommending to us with regards to the three words as residential dwellings?
I am certainly supportive of that, subject to any further guidance from the officers, just in case there's a legal problem in doing it. It certainly reflects the view of the subcommittee, although I have to say, in fairness to Mr. Gourlay, who is there taking the minutes, that isn't what was actually resolved.
In that case, members, do you have any questions on this report that you've asked come out of part two? No? In that case, then, can we agree, recommend to Cabinet, as we're altering this one, I'll read it out, that the principle of setting up a wholly owned holding company and trading companies for the purposes of development and letting existing and future assets be approved, and the Chief Finance Officer and the Executive Member of Finance and IT be given delegated authority to determine the detail of the structure. All those in favour? Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the end of the evening. Thank you very much.